WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a fiery exchange today during a House hearing on the Secret Service response to the assassination attempt against Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Do not invoke 9/11.
GOP Congressman Pat Fallon arguing with Acting Director Service Director Ronald Rowe and accusing Rowe of diverting the president's security detail out of position so he could sit behind President Biden at the 9/11 memorial. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the distraction.
This was a hearing that the Secret Service planned to come forward and say that they had made substantive changes to their protocol to prevent what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania from ever happening again. Something that lawmakers and the Secret Service itself has said had serious security failures that led to that assassination attempt.
New York City police releasing new photos of the gunman in yesterday's fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO. Investigators also say the suspect used bullets etched with the words deny, deposed, and defend. Millions of Americans dealing with heavy snow and winds from the upper Midwest to the Northeast today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin health officials are warning of a spike in respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. According to the Department of Health Services, record travel over the week of Thanksgiving has resulted in an increase in respiratory illnesses over the last week, as well as an increase in hospitalizations. Health officials also noted that Wisconsin residents are slightly behind average when it comes to flu vaccination rates, so they're reminding everyone to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others during the holiday season. Wisconsin State Republicans have officially appealed a Dane County court ruling that struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional. The legislation passed in 2011 limited the ability of some public service workers, like teachers, to collectively bargain. On Monday, Judge Jacob Frost found the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said they will also seek a stay of the decision pending the result of the appeal. A Chetek man was charged with attempting to flee an officer this week after allegedly leading police on a chase that hit speeds of 130 miles per hour. According to court documents, 27-year-old Aaron Burgess was charged on Monday after a Barron County Sheriff's deputy attempted a traffic stop on him as he allegedly sped off through New Auburn. Authorities say the chase lasted for nearly 8 miles before Burgess pulled off the roadway and drove into a cornfield. Burgess is facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted. The Shell Lake School District is considering its next steps after failing to pass an operational referendum in the November election. Like many districts across the state, the district proposed a multi-year referendum to exceed their revenue limits amid rising operating costs, declining enrollment, and the end of COVID-19 pandemic-era funding. At a recent school board meeting, officials considered the possibility of proposing another referendum in the spring to avoid future budget cuts. The November referendum failed by only 57 votes. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning three in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright and beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return and breezy winds still lingering, gusting around 25 miles per hour. It's taking our highs in the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, but a nice warm-up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Glad to have you along here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Beautiful, bright blue sky, just as Brittany predicted. This is my kind of winter weather. Much rather have the sun out and be a little crisp than gloomy and rainy. Not my kind of weather. Thank you to Trigvi Olsen for coming in. Don't have to worry about the weather tonight. Packers inside at Ford Field in Detroit. Again, you can hear that game tonight on select stations. Select stations across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. In Richland Center on WRCO. In Park Falls on WCQM, and in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN. The Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions broadcast starts tonight with a pregame show at 5 o'clock. Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers and The Rock, take over just after 7 o'clock with the play-by-play. You can watch the game only on Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can also stream it. So that works.
Yeah, it's so you have it's to, so annoying.
It is. It is a little bit annoying, but I broke down and got the old Prime earlier this year, not for that, but for ordering stuff, and so I watch it tonight.
I've had it for a while, but I split the cost with my family. We all use my account.
Don't tell them; they'll come after you. Speaking of things, you know, I ordered some stuff. Whatever. Cyber Monday, this past Monday, was the biggest U.S. online shopping day ever.
Really?
Ever. Let me use that word as two syllables. Ever.
I usually do Cyber Monday, but I didn't this year.
$15.8 million on Cyber Monday. Want to take a guess? How long did it take shoppers to spend every blank shoppers on Monday spent $15.8 million.
13 seconds.
A little quick.
Okay, 10 minutes.
every minute. So every 60 seconds on Monday, online shoppers were spending $15.8 million. That's how much U.S. consumers spent in 2 hours on Monday night. Capping off a five-day spending spree that smashed previous records. U.S. consumers spent a total of $13.3 billion with a B on Cyber Monday, up 7.3% from the previous year, according to
that's a big jump.
Adobe Analytics, yes.
So lots of people buying gifts. So time once again, 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock. For what's worse, here we go.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. Your chance to have your voices heard across the state of Wisconsin and around the world. Sadly, no prizes being given away right now, but have your dialing fingers ready, because coming up on Monday, it's Big Monday. It's not a Cyber Monday, because guess what? You don't have to spend anything coming up Monday. We're giving you stuff, all right? It's a big text-to-win giveaway. It's the Santa and his elves Holly Jolly text-to-win giveaway. Is that the name of it?
It is not.
It is not. But it's something close to that. This is real. Another big text-to-win giveaway starting on Monday. Here's how it works. You can only get your answers to us via the Civic Media app, unless you happen to be someone with a disability and you need to call in, we can take that as well. But for the vast majority of folks, only texting is allowed, which means you have to download the Civic Media app. Go to your Apple or Android device right now. Do not delay. Don't forget it, because Monday you're going to be listening and you're going to say, oh, why didn't I do this Friday or Thursday? So go to your Apple or Android device, go to your search engine, your search or whatever. Your app store, I guess they call it, and go to your search bar in your app stores. App stands for applications.
Sure does.
Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, Civic Media. It'll pop up a little C and M logo. You click on it. It'll download. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Now you're set. So on Monday, I will have a word of the hour, a word of the hour, and I will tell you what that word is. You will then open up the app, and the first 12 stations on the app are all News Talk. You can select any one of them. We like it if you select one near you, but select any one, and when you open it up, on the right-hand side, it will have a little icon that says text, that I will give you the word, and you will text it in. All right. It'll be a good time had by all, as my former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Every hour, somebody is going to win a candy cane, a solid gold candy cane, courtesy of, I better not get myself in trouble. No, I don't believe there's any gold involved in this one, is there?
I don't think
no.
So.
But there'll be spectacular prizes every hour of this giveaway. And then you get entered into a big grand prize, which we'll tell you about on Monday.
Yes, we were told we would get the information today, which I'm not saying.
Don't get us in trouble.
I wasn't going to say I don't think we're going to get it. I was going to say they said by the end of the day today, and so we don't have it
by
for today's
close
show.
By close of business.
So tomorrow we should be able to give you the details.
Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, "Let me test the system. The word this hour is pool boy." All right, well, let's give it a test. As it turns out, you're right, Jeff Perry. Be a very chilly pool boy on a December 5th day. But sure, if you want to text in the word pool boy,
nothing will happen, but you can.
But you can. We can test the system. This is not a bad idea. You can text the word pool boy for a test run to make sure everything's working right. Or you can do this. Text in an answer to today's what's worse. We're talking about Cyber Monday. All right. Giving gifts away. Here's the question for what's worse today. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you could text us on the Civic Media app.
I definitely have an opinion on that.
Here's somebody, Andrew and Maine, say frozen pool boy is the word of the hour. That's more like it, right? No, but this is a great question. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. For me, I think this applies more when you're younger, when you're a kid. As years have passed, at least in our family, We don't do a lot of big gift giving. We just enjoy the time together, which I think is fantastic. But for kids, maybe, what's worse? The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get?
Somebody, I could also
somebody
see
on
it.
WISS texted in, "Pool boy, the gift I wanted was a subscription to the Milwaukee Business Journal, but did not get it last year."
I could see the gift you didn't get being a big thing. Like, let's say you're in a couple and you've one of the people has decided, "I'm going to do a better job of listening to what you want." And they drop hints all year about something. Like, you know, it'd be really nice if we had a new whatever, like something reasonable. Like, right. If we had a new pan for cooking stir fry, and then
you're talking about passive aggressive gift hinting.
Yes. And then they don't get it. You know, ultimately, I'm trying to come up with a way for the one that I don't think is worse.
Right.
And I'm doing a poor job at playing devil's advocate.
Well, when you're a kid, though.
Yeah. When you're a kid.
What do you think? What's worse? The gift you didn't want? Like, you open it up like, "Well, I didn't really want that." Is that worse than not getting the gift you wanted?
Or any gift.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
I think that's how Jeff Perry interpreted it.
Jeff Perry saying, "What's worse is the gift you didn't get." Oh, there you go. All right. Even if you receive something you don't necessarily want, at least you know the gift giver remembered you and was thinking of you. Oh, well, all right.
So, yes, if you mean that way.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's another way to look at it, right? So, I took it as you got other things, but you just didn't get the one thing you wanted. But yes, I suppose no gift at all would be the ultimate. What's worse? But what's worse, the gift you didn't want, so you open it and you got something, but it's not what you wanted, or the fact that you may have received other things, you just didn't get the gift that you wanted. The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The gift I didn't want. It can be difficult to appear delighted when you absolutely hate the gift. Oh, that's interesting. There you go.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I think that the gift you didn't want is worse because even if you take it as far as Jeff Perry did, where the gift you didn't get means you get none, I would rather get nothing than something I don't want a lot of the time,
right?
Because I'm bad at getting rid of stuff.
Right.
And as long as, you know, if the person's there, you're spending time with them, that's what's most important.
Tom in New Berlin says, "What's up? All of a sudden you changed Todd's show, and what happened to Morning Joe?" Well, Tom, it's still the same show. It's just that it's not, you know, political season every day anymore. So, you know, we try to find multiple things to talk about. We did a whole hour close to it of politics with Trigvy, right? And we'll do some more a little bit later, but we just try to change it up a little bit, especially during the season. 855-752, but we appreciate listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? Joshua in Wausau, listening on WXCO, says, "My son would say the gift he didn't get." Right? Probably true. Michaela on West Bend, listening via WAUK, "Getting the gift you didn't want instead of the gift you wanted is definitely worse than the one or the other." Chris in Janesville, "Worse is getting the gift your brother asked for." Well, I guess that's true too. If your brother asked for something and you got his gift, right? Mark at Prairie du Sac, "Didn't we all want a Red Ryder BB gun at some point?"
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Right. It's all fun and games until somebody gets an eye out. Come on back. More after this. Stay tuned. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, December 5th, in the middle of what's worse. The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Speaking of gifts you didn't want. Now, the people in charge are working on it. But we had a text from a caller, a listener. And we've tracked it down, and Zomers, you say we have confirmed this actually happened, and we do not know how or why it happened, but apparently on at least one of, if not more of our stations, yesterday and today, there was an ad playing for, what were they, Trump sneakers?
Yeah,
Trump, it's they're called out. Trump victory sneakers. It's apparently no one bought that ad. But somehow it was hacked. Our system was hacked and it played over the air, which is a little disturbing, quite frankly, and also kind of funny.
Well, it's gone now.
But it's gone now. But that would be a gift that I would not want.
Correct.
The
gift that I did not want is right. Worse.
Yeah. If that's what I got, a pair of Trump victory sneakers, that would be a gift I did not want. I would say, where's the return? Thank you, but where's the return slip? That's great. That's fantastic. Off the text line here. Oh, but this is fantastic, by the way. Update on the Packers game tonight. I said that you had to watch on Amazon Prime if you wanted to watch it. But Larry, giving us a call down there from Southeast Wisconsin, brings us news you can use. The Packers game is on WTMJ Channel 4 television as well as the Green Bay TV by contractual obligation. I had forgotten about that, and it may be on an affiliate up in the Green Bay market as well. So I forgot about that locally they have to contractually show that in some markets. So check your local listings, as they say, at least if you're in the Milwaukee area in the TMJ television 4 market, you can watch it over the air there. So be aware of that. And of course, as we said earlier, if you're out in Southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center, up north of Highway 29 in northern Wisconsin at Park Falls, or in the Racine Kenosha area, you can listen to the Packer game, the radio broadcast right here on Civic Media on those local stations. 5 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame and kickoff just after 7 o'clock. So thank you very much. Appreciate that, Larry, for setting us straight on there. I'm just, I guess I shouldn't be,
But I'm a little surprised by this story, how much people spent on Cyber Monday. $13.3 billion, up 7.3 from the previous Cyber Monday. Concerns about inflation linger, according to this story on CNN, but the holiday season's sweetened discounts.
Yeah, we got a text from Lama in Madison saying, how much of the Cyber Monday increase was due to the worry of future tariffs?
Could be.
I would say probably not much, but non-zero. I would say a small amount of that is probably people like, well, might as well buy this appliance now.
Right. As the article says here, many of these retailers sweetened discounts and turned into increased spending. Consumers spent a record $41.1 billion across the 5 days beginning on Thanksgiving Day, according to Adobe. Quote, while Cyber Monday remained the season's and the year's biggest online shopping day, year-over-year growth was stronger on both Thanksgiving and Black Friday, according to Adobe Digital Insights. Online spending on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday were up 8.8% and 10.2% year-over-year, respectively, according to Adobe. Early discounts from retailers encouraged people to buy earlier this year. So Cyber Monday was kind of a last call. I have bought things online before, but I'm still one of those people that likes to the tactile. I don't remember if I've ever bought clothes online. Just because I want to try it on. But like, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, I bought stuff for work, you know, my travel kit or whatever, electronics or something like that, a camera or whatever that. It is what it is, right? I don't necessarily have to hold it in my hand to buy it.
I've always been big on online shopping since I was little. I'd be like, hey, can I buy this? My mom would be like, I don't know. I don't really do online shopping. So I was the one who pushed for it in our household.
I think it's generational, right?
I think so. Because, I mean, that's what I grew up seeing advertised was online shopping.
Right. Which is...
And Cyber Monday especially used to be really good for deals on computer parts.
Oh, really?
And so when my friends and I were building computers and stuff... Mm. Or helping other people to do it, be like, all right, Cyber Monday, you got to check on these websites.
Very good. What's worse for your last chance here before we wrap this up for the day? What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? Lynn from Oconomowoc says, okay, Todd, for my 14th birthday, I wanted a stereo. I got a set of golf clubs and lessons with the pro at the Alice Chalmers Golf Course. Wow. Oh, did I mention my birthday is in December? So definitely not the gift I asked for. Still disappointed. Well, that's interesting. Now, I wonder, like, were her parents golfers?
Right. I feel like there's got to be... In order for you to get that as a gift, it's got to be either a big family thing or somebody thought you were just really into golf.
Because, I mean, that's a very nice gift, a set of golf clubs and lessons with a pro at a place like Alice Chalmers Golf Course. But, you know, she wanted the stereo. What else we got here? Al in Jackson here, listening on WAUK, says it depends on where you are in life. That's so true. When I was younger, I couldn't afford everything I wanted, and the gift I didn't get was worse. Today, I have piles of crap I need to get rid of. And not only does the gift I don't want add to the crap, but people all get all insulted if I get rid of the gift they gave me. And it's just additional crap I can get rid of for at least 2 years because I'm obliged in keeping it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's really funny. That's really funny, Alan Jackson. That's a great perspective, right? Oh, Lordy, that's really good. What else we got here?
Joshua in Wausau says, Aaron, I spent more money on Cyber Monday on Newegg than I can remember getting PC parts. Yeah, me too. Not anymore. Newegg has had some shady practices as of late, but they used to be really good for PC parts.
All right. I'm going to say it's the gift that you didn't want sometimes.
It seems that one won.
Yeah, I guess the winner here. All right, come on back. Turn our attention to a little bit of news of the day around the state and otherwise. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oddball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline to apply for a 2025 black bear and turkey hunting license is rapidly approaching. The deadline to submit the application is Tuesday night, and the paperwork can be submitted online through Go Wild or in person with an authorized license agent. The drawing for the black bear harvest authorizations will be held in February, and the selected applicants can purchase their 2025 license in March. The drawing for turkey authorizations will be held in January. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. 8 Ashland residents have been displaced following a major fire at their Prentice Avenue home on Wednesday morning. According to the Ashland Fire Department, the initial investigation found that the fire started in the attic of the home and 5 people had to be evacuated to a neighbor's house while crews got it under control. The house suffered significant damage, but nobody was reported injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and Ashland fire officials plan to share information on how residents can help the family. The Hayward Sports Center is looking for a new way to cut down on its operating costs and carbon footprint. The organization is planning to add a roof-mounted solar array with 316 panels, which could reduce their monthly electrical bills by around 50%. Officials are currently conducting a fundraising drive for the project and have already received some tax credits and grant funding to cut down on the total cost to install the solar panels. The building welcomes thousands of people each year with 2 ice rinks and baseball facilities. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows 2 high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return and breezy winds still lingering, gusting around 25 miles per hour. It's taking our highs in the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, but a nice warm-up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
where it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zomers on the board, our producer, engineer. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little breaking news for you here in the Madison area. According to Channel3000.com, the local CBS News affiliate, headline, 19 people arrested for protesting at University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today. Dateline Madison, 19 people were arrested and released after protesting at the Universities of Wisconsin, formerly known as University of Wisconsin System, Board of Regents meeting this morning. There were about 50 protesters that disrupted the meeting at around 8:30 this morning at Gordon Dining and Events Center, one of the big dining places, dining halls at the UW-Madison campus. UW Police Department officers and student affairs staff warned the group of protesters to stop, but they refused, according to a UW-Madison Police Department statement. The disruption in total lasted about 15 minutes. The groups, and here's the kicker, that were protesting were Students for Justice in Palestine at UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee Popular University for Palestine, along with other pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. Look, they're learning a valuable lesson as college students. Rather than going to Kamala Harris's rallies here in Madison during the campaign and disrupting them and then sitting the election out because, you know what, I just can't bring myself to vote for Kamala Harris. I want to be a protest voter. Congratulations. Congratulations. You helped Kamala Harris lose and you helped elect Donald Trump. These are the results. This is the price for sitting out elections. I just can't vote for the lesser of two evils. Great. Now you get Donald Trump. It's a valuable lesson to learn. Rather than not voting and not being upset with what you got, participate in elections. Vote. Voting is much more powerful than protesting, especially after the election. Ever been to the Bahamas, Mr. Zomers?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. I've always wanted to go to the Bahamas. This is an interesting news statement, or a release, put out by the Prime Minister. I did not know there was a Prime Minister of the Bahamas. There's a Prime Minister. Because we've been talking about this for some time. Other people have been talking about it as well. Donald Trump ran on mass deportations. Going to come in, going to deport 11, 12, whatever you want to say, 13 million people out of the United States. And a lot of smart people have said, but excuse me, that's going to cost a lot of money. And what do you do with those folks? Well, now we know what they're trying to do. This morning, this is a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister of the Trump Administration Transition Team Proposal. This comes directly from the Office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Quote, the Office of the Prime Minister wishes to address recent reports regarding a proposal from the Trump Transition Team in the United States for the Bahamas to accept deportation flights of migrants from other countries. This matter was presented to the government of the Bahamas, but was reviewed and firmly rejected by the Prime Minister. The Bahamas simply does not have the resources to accommodate such a request. The Prime Minister's priorities remain focused on addressing the concerns of the Bahamian people. Since the Prime Minister's rejection of this proposal, there has been no further engagement or discussions with the Trump Transition Team or any other entity regarding this matter. The government of the Bahamas
remains committed to its position. And I think that last line might be one of the key ones. Putting it out there, making it clear, it doesn't matter how much you try to bully us. The government of the Bahamas remains committed in its position, unquote. So now we have confirmation from the Bahamas that the Trump administration, the incoming, at least the transition team, before they're even actually in power, the Trump administration is trying to shop around places that they can ship deportees. And I think it's really interesting, if not dangerous, to think about this for a second, because look, I don't have the stats in front of me. My guess would be that the vast majority of undocumented folks in the United States are not illegal, quote unquote, Bahamians. I'm just guessing. I mean, think about it. If you come from a beautiful island where it's warm and nice all the time and you're eating fresh fruit and on the beach, why would you want to come to Wisconsin? Right? So I don't think the problem here is, the issue is that we have lots of, undocumented Bahamians running around America and we're trying to ship them back to Bahamas. No. What the Trump administration is evidently doing here is not talking about rounding up folks from the country from which they came, be it Mexico or Venezuela or Nicaragua, and returning them to those countries. They're talking about rounding up folks, undocumented folks, and shipping them to any old place that will take them. I think it's a very dangerous precedent.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm not surprised, because it's logistically impossible to send everybody to, round them up and send them back. And so them doing this, reaching out to countries, looking for places to just dump people, suggests to me that they might actually try to follow through. Whereas before I was kind of skeptical.
Sure, yeah. No, I mean, I think that's one of the points here, is that clearly that folks who said, Trump's never going to do half the stuff he's talking about. Well, clearly now we have evidence from, I guess if you don't want to believe the official office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I'm inclined to believe him.
You can choose not to believe them. Right. I would just question that choice.
Right. But clear now that the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, is trying to shop around folks from the United States who are undocumented and send them to the Bahamas, send them to the places where they have no relatives, no money in that country, no access to any sort of support network.
Now, that's a gift that just, these immigrants and countries didn't want.
Right. I mean, it's just right. And to me, it speaks to the complete lack of humanity that the incoming Trump administration is looking at this from. And again, not a surprise or unexpected when you think about that this goofball Stephen Miller is the guy who is in charge of this plan. And when he worked for Trump the first time, some of his reprehensible comments and takes on immigrants to this country were disgusting. So for folks that don't think that some of this stuff is going to happen, here now we have evidence already, 4 weeks after the election, that they're already trying to do it. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Mark in Pertisac on the app says Trump's team is violating the Logan Act. I'm no expert, Matt or Mark. Have to ask somebody like Maggie Dawn or Matt Flynn, who's an attorney.
It appears.
My take would be that since now Trump is a president-elect, I mean, at this point, Trump and his team are receiving the daily national security briefing. That's just the way it goes with any transition team. So now that he is a president-elect, he may be within the parameters. But again, don't quote me on that. I'm not an attorney. Also, Andrew listening in Maine says maybe the Bahamas just want craft beer and cheese.
As for why they would move to Wisconsin.
Right, maybe. Yeah, look, I love the Bahamian people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've never been to the Bahamas. I'm a person that listens to a lot of Kenny Chesney, and I've heard about the Bahamas. No, I've known people that went there and said it's beautiful. It's like paradise. So I'm making the point that with my lack of knowledge, I'm being a little flippant, word of the day, that I don't think there's a lot of people in the Bahamas that are like, geez, I hate it here. I want to go to the United States and be undocumented. I just don't think that's the issue. It's clear that what the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration transition team is doing is literally shopping human beings to other countries. Shopping human beings to other countries. Andrew in Maine, once again, WAUK says, in short, the Trump administration is looking for a location they can illegally immigrate the immigrants they want to deport. Yeah, well said. Terry, listening to Cross Plains and WMDX, says it just highlights the fact that Trump and his incoming administration had no plan how to carry out their mass deportation. It's all talking points. Agree with you, Terry. Again, we can go back and use Trump term one for at least the basis of some of this stuff. And Terry's right. How many times do we hear Trump himself in the first term say, well, that's coming, you know, infrastructure week. It became a joke. There never was an infrastructure week. Never was any actual legislation. Not until Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, helped put through a bill through Congress and Biden signed it into law. And now we have $1 billion coming to Superior, Wisconsin to replace the Blatnick Bridge. We have millions of dollars coming into Wisconsin for broadband and rural internet. We have millions of dollars coming into Wisconsin to replace other infrastructure and roads. That's what real plans are. Donald Trump, during this campaign on healthcare, quote, we have a concept of a plan, unquote. And look, I mean, obviously a plurality of Americans thought, yeah, we're good with that. But again, another example of actions have consequences. And this is one that unfortunately, a lot of people are going to say, ah, so what? They want to send people to the Bahamas. I don't care. Not going to affect me. All right. I'm just saying there may be a point where something you care about does get affected. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Worth mentioning that we're going to keep, again, worth mentioning the fact that this comes from another legitimate government, right? This isn't a news source. This isn't the left. This isn't the Democratic talking point.
As far as other governments, it's not Russia.
Right. You know, the Bahamas are one of our allies. Lots of tourism going back and forth. And again, I think it's maybe I'm just reading into it too much, but I think one of the key things is here, the government of the Bahamas says, we're not changing our mind on this, by the way. So you get the sense that already people within the incoming Trump administration transition team are trying to put the screws to him politically or otherwise. Because I'm sure there's trade and, you know, tourism, like I say. So what sort of intimidation tactics are the incoming Trump administration transition team using on folks? But good of the Bahamas for standing up and saying, yeah, not so much. We're not going to be intimidated. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Josh listening on WXCO Waukesha, or pardon me, in Wausau, says he'll have his healthcare plan next week. Have it next week. Yeah, right. All right, come on back. We'll wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which station across Civic Media's radio network you are listening to. And then our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. Mr. Dom Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show. 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabba. By the way, a big shout out to Pete Schwabba and this great show called Nightlight, and their great producer, Conrad. They celebrated their one-year anniversary yesterday.
Congrats.
Congrats to Pete Schwabba and Conrad and Nightlight. It's a great program.
It really is.
It is. And they talk not just entertainment, but kind of lifestyle stuff. They'll throw a little sports once in a while. It's a very chill way to end your day. You're going to learn something. You're probably going to laugh. And occasionally might even be touched. So congratulations to Pete Schwabba. He was successful long before he came to Civic Media, and we're just honored and happy to have him part of the Civic Media family. So congrats to Pete Schwabba and Conrad and the great program Nightlight. You can catch it every evening from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Quick breaking news story once again. This from CNN. Tsunami warnings have been issued for parts of Northern California and Oregon coastlines after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of California. The earthquake hit at 10:44 Pacific time, about 60 miles southwest of Ferndale, California, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The tsunami activity could impact the California cities of San Francisco, Crescent City, Fort Bragg, and the Oregon cities of Port Oxford, Brookings, and Charleston, according to the National Weather Service. This is a developing story and will be updated as conditions warned. Again, ABC and CBS, I expect, will have these updates on very disturbing news. 7.0 magnitude earthquake off the coast of California. So not centered on land, but still, you know, these tsunami warnings that can result in some pretty damaging things along the coastline. So stay tuned. We'll keep you abreast of that. Very quickly, want to wrap up this discussion on the office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, putting out a statement today saying that the Trump transition team has reached out and wanted to send deportees of undocumented folks in the United States to the Bahamas. and the Bahamas said no. So, quote, "We simply do not have the resources to accommodate such a request," and then later on, "the government of the Bahamas remains committed in its position," unquote. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in Nina on WISS. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to tie this in to earlier you had with your guest Trigby talking about Marco Rubio. Mm. So really the follow-up question should be, Senator Rubio, do you support this use for the State Department? So I understand that he's more traditional, and I likewise ask Sean Duffy if he's going to keep the trains on time to get them places with transportation. The role of the Democrats and the media will be uncomfortable questions for the people that need that are going to fill these spots. So even if somebody is more respectable than others, they are also agreeing to work with this autocrat. So this is the kind of stuff that obviously the Secretary of State would be involved in if it was to go forward or with other countries or that kind of thing.
I think these are
the kinds of questions for the people that are going to fill those roles.
Now, I think you raise a good point, Tom. I appreciate you calling in. And yes, to your point, traditionally, Secretary of State would be involved in something like this. But I think that's going to be one of the big questions, right? And moving forward, is Trump and his inner circle, are they going to follow traditional norms, or are they going to make, for a guy like Marco Rubio, are they going to make his job harder as a potential Secretary of State by doing an end runaround? And then Stephen Miller guy is just going to say, no, we're just putting him on a plane and dumping him off somewhere like the Bahamas. That is not going to be great State Department. That's not going to make great relations between State Department officials. Yeah. So anyway, I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it very much. So it raises a great point. And that's why I've talked before on the show about institutions. And yes, I know institutions are not perfect and we have problems sometimes. By institutions, I mean things like our government, the United States Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, the executive branch, the State Department, the military. But there's chains of command and traditional ways of doing things that have worked, for better or worse, pretty consistently for over 200 and, going on 250 years here soon. And the fact that Donald Trump is the first person in the executive branch to really come in and figuratively, keyword figuratively, blow this stuff up politically and say, I'm not going to adhere to the norms. I think that's what Trigby was talking about earlier, is that we have to shore up the guardrails, the things like the courts, things like the State Department, the FBI, things that have worked well if you follow a set of rules and apply them equally.
Right. So what I think is not, Trigby wasn't saying, don't ask Marco Rubio that question. Trigby was saying, Marco Rubio might actually answer that question. Whereas you ask other people in Trump world, they just ignore you.
Right. But Tom, you have a great question, because I think it is the role of the media and the press not to be afraid, as Trigby said, and keep it on asking. Asking the tough questions. We'll try to do that as often as we can. Always appreciate you. Tomorrow, exciting show. Going to be in the RC, coming at you from WRCE and Richland Center. The Ewing Bros, Brady and Brandon, for a full hour. Also our friend Peter Rapine. And talk a little politics as well and find out what's happening in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow from the RC. For Zommers, for Trigby Olson and all of us, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on how Donald Trump's picks for top law enforcement posts can damage our independent judiciary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.